USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Wednesday, the U.S. House of Representatives will take up the Senate version of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Now that it has passed the Senate, it must be approved again by the House before it can make its way to Biden's desk and sign into law. Mexican migration officials on Sunday reportedly shut down a border camp for Central American migrants, sending most of the 800 residents to the United States, regardless of COVID-19 infection status. As of Saturday, 185 of the 1,500 migrants tested positive for the coronavirus at the Brownsville Central Bus Station in Texas. President Joe Biden was sued by 12 states over a climate change-related executive order, saying it has the potential to severely affect states' economies. State attorney generals from Arkansas, Arizona, Indiana, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah joined a lawsuit filed by Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. USA Radio News.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.